Mobile.
We're CBA KF4NXY.
XYKB4CBA. Well, Dave, what are you up to today? Up to no good?
Not stimulating the economy a little bit. Went shopping over in Anderson, went to Sportsman's Warehouse and Grady's. They're kind of a sporting goods place, too, so kind of went over that way looking for a few things.
I've been doing the same thing at one of my favorite places to shop. Home Depot. I'm sure you've probably never heard of it.
The Home Depot's got a lot of neat stuff.
Kind of a variety of stuff to get. So, headed over to my daughter's house to put up some stuff on the outside windows for the plants, and I bought her another electrical cord. She cut one in half. I'll probably take that one home and fix it. But, you know, I knew as soon as I loaned her our electric hedge clippers, I figured that's what was going to happen, and it did.
Got to be careful about cutting them wires.
I asked her, you know, I was just going to buy an end, whichever end she cut off. You cut it somewhere near the end. And, but knowing her, she probably cut it right down the middle. But she couldn't tell me, so I don't know. She said, I just know sparks flew everywhere, and she thinks it's, she probably threw it away. She probably thinks it's, you know, ruined, but anyway. But I'll find out when I get there. I just bought another one, and I guess I'll let her have that one and see how long it lasts.
Big stuff. I sent off for a new end on a electric cord and didn't put it on there immediately, and then now I don't know what I've done with the new end for the cord.
Yeah, you'll find it when you don't need it anymore. At least that's my luck anyway. Yeah, that just really aggravates the heck out of me when I know I've got something and I can't find it. It's so aggravating, but anyway, that's the way it goes sometimes, and especially with my brain. But I've got a lot of stuff that outside of my toolbox. I know where everything is in both of my toolboxes, but I can just, you know, open the drawer, and I know that's where it is, but I've got a lot of other stuff that I haven't organized because I really don't know what to do with it, so so it's just kind of laying around, you know, and I have to dig through a pile sometimes to find what I'm looking for.
Brought in a bunch of assortment of tools out of the glove box out of the old Ford truck that I had in there for when I was tinkering with the truck. And I said, man, I don't need to keep these in there. Well, now they've been sitting on the island in the kitchen for a few days, and Marie cleaned off the island while I was gone today, so now I need to ask her what she did with all them wrenches.
A few things labeled in the like these plastic boxes, but everything else just kind of piled up in different places, and I don't have a clue what's in that pile. A lot of times I find stuff I didn't know I had.
If I leave it sitting out, I can kind of halfway find it. I go trying to organize my junk and putting stuff away, then I never can find it.
Finding it, I'm over here. I'm off Augusta, looking for my daughter's house. I think it's down here. She has moved. Well, I tell you, they accomplished what they wanted to on Augusta Road by making it two-lane instead of four. You know, it used to be four. Now it's two-lane, and it's just bumper to bumper right now. I'm sure the schools have something to do with that, but, you know, it just really is irritating when, you know, our city is growing and our, you know, infrastructure is not, and that includes the roads. Instead of making them, you know, bigger, they're making them smaller. They're talking about narrowing Wadehampton, section of Wadehampton down to four lane instead of six.
They really need to be going the other way with it, going from four to six to eight, because we're getting, like you said, more and more traffic around here. I talk to the guys sometimes that come in to work early in the mornings, and sometimes out on 85, they have a devil of a time getting to work, because either road construction or accidents and having to find another way in, and it's just a mess anymore.
I would hate not to drive 85 or 385, either one. I have to do that every morning anymore. Well, let me jump out of here. I'm sitting in front of her house. I'm going to see what she's got going on. We'll talk to you later. You have a good rest of the day. Behave yourself. KP4 CPA, clear of yours.
Don't get too hot out there this evening. It's supposed to be a little better today than it's going to be the rest of the weekend. So have a good one. I'll catch you a little later. KF.